Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, we've had a lot of different returns on this show. This is the first time we've had this one. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, joining us now. Rhea Hughes-Rhea, how we doing?
Good morning. I love that.
Well, so now that we're here, I mean, we'll get to the non-important stuff, like, you know, the Eagles passing game.
Correct.
Before a playoff game.
We have to
game.
Deal with the more important issues. Yes.
And Hugh, we needed to come in with that audio because I saw this tweet yesterday, and Rhea, we need your perspective on it because you work with this guy every day. Quote, and this is from Joe DeCamera, lying in the bathtub, thinking about how it's amazing we haven't heard from or even seen Rich Kotite in years. It's like the man disappeared. The internet doesn't even seem to have a photo of him after his Jets days in the mid-90s. Wild. Almost 30 years. Rhea, your reaction to Joe's tweet in the bath?
I'm not sure which is more disturbing, that the man takes a two-hour bath every day or that he was thinking about Rich Kotite.
I think it's the first one. Yeah,
that's close, though.
It is. Well, the bath while thinking of Rich Kotite.
Correct. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I'm not, I mean, you know, once I was done being a kid and my mom was throwing me in the bath, yeah, I learned how to use a shower. You know,
I just don't get the idea of spending that much time in there. I'd feel so unproductive.
You'd be a prune.
That's what I don't get.
I mean, like, your body shrivel up. I mean, what are you doing? Like, what that's the question. That's the bigger question.
He reads a book.
Yeah, he reading. All right.
I remember the last time I took a bath, I was in college. I had been up for two straight days studying because I'm a crammer. Uh-huh. I don't really believe in, you know, spreading it all out,
sure,
and studying and all that kind of stuff. So I hadn't slept for 2 days, and I came home, and I ran a bath, and I poured a glass of wine.
And that was years ago.
Yeah, that's different, though, Rhea.
But you need to relax. Exhausted.
Yes.
Grown-ass man
sitting in the tub, reflecting on where the hell is Coach Kotite.
You played
now,
for him, right?
Or yes, no? I did. And
how much
tell you
time
this.
Do you spend thinking no, about Rich
and, Kotite? And this is where I told Joe that I'm kind of with the camera on this sense that I did at one point wonder where Coach Kotite was, and I did Google to try to see what he was doing.
I'm assuming he's happily retired.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I wasn't in the bathtub. I wasn't on the toilet. It was none of that. It just was like, well, damn. Haven't seen, heard from Coach Kotite since the Jets days, and he just faded away. That was it.
As odd as it is, if you had presented this to me and said, Joe, guess the person that Joe was thinking about in the bathtub for 2 hours yesterday, I would have guessed someone from the early 90s Eagles. I mean, Rhea, it was surprising, but not at the same time. This is what...
Those two things shouldn't go together.
No.
Yeah,
but I heard Kyle
different.
Say earlier, you know, these two things can be... No, these two things can't be right.
No, they can't be. But that makes it right because it's Joe DeCamera. All right, speaking of things that are right, the Eagles are winning games. It's every week, Rhea. Yeah. They win and they look good, except in one area. And that seems to be the passing game almost every week. So we started the show today by just kind of wondering, is this actually a big deal or do we just make it a big deal? And my perspective is it could become one. Like, it hasn't been yet. They've won, I mean, every game Jalen has started and finished, they've won since September. They've found a formula here. But it is.
They were very good against the Steelers. They were very good against the Bengals.
Yes. Other than that.
The Bengals, I mean, he was 9 for 9 in the second half.
He played very good.
Yeah,
he outplayed Burrow. But that.
Yes, he did.
Other than those games.
And that's important to point out. He outplayed Burrow.
Because he might need to outplay a big quarterback soon. Maybe Sunday, maybe the next week. But do you think the passing game is a big deal?
Well, so I was telling Hugh in all of my updates on Monday, you know, I pointed out, obviously, the Eagles won advance, how great the defense was, that, you know, Jordan Love was intercepted three times. And then I said, Jalen Hurts wasn't great, but he played mistake-free ball. unlike most of the losing quarterbacks this weekend.
That's true.
You know, Baker Mayfield, Herbert, who I'm tired of hearing how great Herbert is.
Yeah, he was awful.
Yeah,
he came up short in the playoffs.
I mean, it was what, like a 3-6-point game at halftime, and then it was just over in seconds. And Jordan Love. So it wasn't a big deal to me because they won. And listen, if they keep winning, it's not a big deal. But I think the problem is we've all skipped ahead to Detroit.
I've been there for a while. Yeah. I just keep thinking about that game next week.
That's what it is, Rhea. And you're modeling that performance against what you think is going to take to beat Detroit.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not enough.
If you get into a shootout, I mean, if you get behind. Now, the Eagles have been behind, and the defense has kept them in games. It started against Green Bay in Brazil.
It did.
I mean, the Eagles' defense holds them to, what, the two field goals after
First quarter, yeah.
You know, after, I guess, a turnover and you know, pretty bad field position. So it's not a problem till it is.
So, you're right about that. The analogy I was thinking about this morning, and I hope we don't get there, is the Phillies last year. The Phillies' offense was up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But their pitching was their calling card. Yeah. It was great. And then you got to the postseason against the Mets, and their pitching fell, right? For whatever reason, especially the bullpen, it just fell. And
more so the bullpen than the starters.
Yep, but they couldn't get up. And the offense, I think in game one, they scored, what, one or two? They scored 2-2 and one in the three losses.
But
they couldn't score.
The thing, here's where I think it's not so akin to the Phillies. We know the Phillies have a propensity to go absolutely, completely cold at the worst time. We've seen it now, what, 3 years in a row?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an Achilles heel of theirs. Because, Joe, and this is where it could be, depending on what happens, it's against the best competition when you get to the playoffs.
Right.
So they're facing tougher competition. Remember, the Mets were very good in the second half of the season, basically from the London series.
Mm-hmm.
They won that second one, and they were really good the rest of that year. You know, the Eagles play great defense. Saquon's their closer. And so they can win like that. I mean, I'm okay with him being, you know, as you love to say, a game manager, which I think that has a negative connotation. But, you know, you do have to throw the ball when the receivers are open.
All right, let's get to that.
Yes.
When you watched it on Sunday, what did you think?
I was there.
Okay, first thought was they weren't as open as normal. My first thought was they weren't. Oh, well, she came with evidence.
Rhea has visual aids.
My son is in mock trial at Roman, and I know how much evidence I've submitted it to the jury. It's just one play. Is David J. Brown open?
Yeah, he looked like he's sitting
Jalen
there by himself.
Now, he was clipped off in that, but I could show it to you on the screen. Jalen isn't even looking in his direction.
Okay, yeah. So in the Rhea printed
he's
out.
Like, he's like right there by
this,
him.
You know what this reminds me? This is the old school. Now they have the Microsoft Surface on the sideline, but they used to look at the printed out pictures.
Well, see, I'm like AJ Brown. I like to have stuff to read in my hands.
Yeah.
You know, paper
to center yourself.
Yes,
like
exactly.
All right.
Hugh, you know, you mentioned it this morning. College Open, NFL Open.
Yeah.
You are not getting Jahan Dotson open on every play. You're just not. You're not getting 7 seconds to throw the ball.
No.
Where Jahan's
he's
going, hey,
he's sitting
dude,
back
right
there,
here.
Yeah,
look
and,
over
and,
here. I'm
and
wide open.
And it's broken coverage because normally you're supposed to be sacked by that point.
You're just not. Guys are getting, like, there was one thing I think somebody focused on, and I believe it was a play to Saquon, a pass play. In the beginning of the play, he was covered.
Mm-hmm.
But he broke open. And Jalen ran out of the pocket with very little pressure. And that play was dead. And that was a play, I believe, they were inside the 15 against them early on.
Oh, I remember the play, yeah.
So, you know, there's just, I don't want him to throw for 300 or 400 yards because this team doesn't require it. I think it requires you to pass the ball. You know, I'm not the biggest Kellen Moore fan. You know, you will be the first one to tell you that. I think he changed how he was game planning on Sunday because he just saw that Jalen wasn't going to take those chances anymore.
Yeah, and I think they've done that at times this year where they feel like, oh, we don't. I mean, even the way Sirianni, they punted on Sunday against the Packers on, what was it, 4th and 4
really
from the 40,
surprised at
46,
that.
44. Yeah, yeah. And it was kind of like that no man's land where it's obviously it's too long for a field goal,
sure.
But the punt went in the end zone. It was like a 25-yard net.
Yeah.
They usually go. I mean,
they usually go for it.
It feels like they fully have morphed at times to, let's just get out of here with the win. We don't need to do much.
Now, and that could have been the smartest thing on Sunday because the defense was playing lights out.
And Jordan Love looked rattled.
And he looked terrible.
Yep.
Yeah. He was the, you know, listen, Jalen, of the two, Jalen was the better quarterback on the field that day.
By a lot. Yeah. All right, so let's get to your thoughts this week against the Rams. So It's funny you mentioned the Mets with the Phillies. Because the resume for the Rams is not that good, right? They're 10-7.
They're the worst defense of the playoff teams.
They have a negative point differential. Yeah. Yet you watch them on Monday, and it's like they look better now than they did when we saw them last time. What do you think about this?
It's easy to crush Sam Darnold, and you know when you get sacked 9 times. I saw. I think it was. Oh God, why am I blanking on his name? The quarterback for Carolina, who they went 15-1.
Oh, Cam.
Cam Newton. I saw the Eagles crush him, like sack him like 9 or 10 times, and it was brutal. The interior of that line was not very good.
Yeah, they were not.
And that's been their biggest. That's why I wanted Minnesota. I wanted Minnesota in the worst way. Everybody's like, no, we want the Rams. I'm like, no, I want Minnesota.
Oh yeah, he holding on to that rock.
Holds it on, and so Jalen's got to be cognizant of that. They've got a young, fast, but the Eagles' offensive line is way better.
And we saw that in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's funny. You take out those two long runs by Saquon Barkley, the 72 and the 70 in the Week 12 win. He still had over 100 yards rushing.
It was amazing.
I mean, it was just, it's insane. So to me, you use the same formula. You run unless they stop it, and then you go after their secondary.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, the last time we saw these teams play, as Rhea said, that was the day that Saquon became an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 300 total yards.
It's insane.
Yeah, and somebody said yesterday, it's not like I'm not worried about the Rams, but I asked somebody that called in yesterday. They were talking about, the Rams are going to be this, that. I said, did they get bigger on defense?
No, they
did
not.
Over the last couple of weeks?
No.
And
they got taking stuff.
Yeah. that deer antler.
Ray Lewis back in the day.
And that's the game plan, is to get back to, and you might have to be a little bit creative the way that you do it, but become road graders. Run those little guys over.
Yeah.
Because their game is speed. It's going to be cold. And I was telling Joe this morning, I used to hate playing in games like this because I was one-track minded. I just wanted to rush the passer.
Yeah.
And then normally.
Really, you were after sacks.
That was it.
You were hunting.
That was it. And
I would have ripped you back in the day if we were on the air.
And in games like this. Normally, you don't throw the ball a whole lot. It's a running game, and I used to hate that. And that's
the game was going to be over quicker in the cold.
Yes, but that's the game that we need to play.
Yeah.
That's why, people that are up in arms about the way the quarterback's playing, I worry about that next week. Not worried about that this week, because this week I don't need that. This week I need a healthy running game. I need – you know what I'd be more concerned with? If something was wrong with one of those offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Saquon. But if something was wrong with Jordan Mailata, I would be, he ain't playing. Would be my issue.
And that's the thing. And, I came in here with you guys after the Washington game where Jalen went out, and I went, I didn't really like this offense without Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
This offense works with him doing what he's doing.
It's the weirdest thing. Yes, it's the weirdest thing.
But that's why Saquon has been so great, because of his threat to run.
He gives you the best chance of winning.
But it doesn't mean, it's like the slightest criticism of Jalen Hurts, and some people get offended.
Oh, their antenna goes right up.
I mean, it's just like, he didn't pass the ball great, but they won the game, and I was super happy about that.
Well, yeah, but I think that's the way a lot of people deep down. But that stat Shiel had was amazing. The Shiel Kapati had a stat in the last 10 years. It was the least efficient game by a winning playoff quarterback.
Yeah.
It's like we don't see this very often.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of that is because a lot of people can't differentiate between whether or not it's real criticism or cold.
Yeah. I said he didn't play great. Yeah. I didn't say Tanner McKee should be in the game.
And you know what,
by the way, LeSean McCoy said that on TV.
And it's unfortunate because when it comes to a black quarterback, that is the sensitive nature of the conversation.
Well, what I always hate is, like, you can say, hey, he didn't look great. It's when people go, well, you can't read defenses. I'm like, God. That's,
well, when you lead with that, it kind of puts your radar.
What is it, a trope?
Up. Yeah.
You can just move on from that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you are allowed to say that you don't think he
every
was
day.
Great.
And let me tell you, there is not a area or a place that I've been where the quarterback gets the most heat. Hell, and you know what the irony of all of this is? In Atlanta, a lot of people didn't like Matt Ryan. Because he was white. like all jokes aside, there were black people.
They didn't like Matty Ice?
No, they didn't like Matt. I remember, and I'll never forget it, Rhea. Matt did, this was the year that they went to the Super Bowl. He had an appearance somewhere, and nobody showed up.
No.
Nobody showed up for the starting
didn't
quarterback.
Didn't he win the league MVP that year?
Yes, but this was before the season started.
Right, okay.
And I used to tell, the reason why a lot of people didn't like him is because they felt like he took Michael Vick's job. you know, Atlanta, the fan base in Atlanta is different. Yeah, it's different in Atlanta than it is here in Philadelphia. Sure. And that was the thing that he battled. And I remember being on the air, and I would say...
Not exactly mobile.
Yeah, and I would say Matt Ryan is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and people would push back, and I'm like, dude, you're going to miss him when he's gone.
Yeah.
So I hear it, and I understand where some people are coming from.
It's certainly a facet, you know, when you hear it from somebody.
Quarterbacks always get the most heat.
Thank you. Like, when somebody goes, why is it just Jalen getting the heat for the offense? And I'm going,
he's the quarterback.
He's the starting quarterback.
Always get the most heat.
I mean, it's like, why in Philadelphia? Go to any city. They will have their except maybe when for Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they're
you know what?
It,
I would venture to say, I don't know. Maybe they probably got some guys, but it's not as loud because of the way they play. But I'm pretty sure they got some detractors.
Well, the other part with Jalen is we've seen him play differently in the past. Like, he always plays similar stylistically. But Rhea, 2 years ago, he had 5 300-yard passing games. They were more bombs away 2 years ago when they made the Super Bowl, including the Super Bowl game where he went shot for shot with Mahomes. Sure. It's just this year.
He was better than Mahomes for a lot of the game.
This year, we've only had two of those games, right? You mentioned them, the Pittsburgh game and Cincinnati. So I think that's part. When people call in and they say, well, he's done it before, he can do it again. Of course he's done it before. We just have seen it less frequently this year. So if he has to do it next, like if we play this out, and here, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to jump ahead.
You're already in Detroit.
I'm in Detroit. And then the next week or 2 weeks after that, it's a great quarterback, whichever one, right? It's Mahomes, it's Allen, or it's Jackson. I'm going to guess it's Mahomes, but whatever. Like,
I'd like it to be Mahomes.
You want the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it? Or you think they're the weakest?
Oh, yeah, because I'm really a masochist. I'm not, no.
Well,
you
want to beat Andy?
They haven't been that great this year.
I know,
they're still 15-1.
They've been better lately.
Yeah, they have been.
I know.
They have been.
I mean, there's no easy one, right?
There's
three great quarterbacks.
Poison,
exactly.
Yeah.
I just think in those two games, we're going to have to throw the ball more to beat Detroit and then win the Super Bowl than we have so far. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe they do this. I just think it'll be a big deal. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Rhea, you joked out. What's up, man?
What's going on,
Terrence? What's up, pal?
Man, I'm in a great mood, man. I'm just leaving traffic court. Got dismissed.
that's better than the alternative. That's for sure.
A win is a win.
I never knew that if somebody making a left signal that you couldn't go around them if they're going left. I never heard that. So I had to fight. I had to fight for my rights, and I got dismissed, man.
Did you go around him on a shoulder? Or like
he was going left. He told me to go. I think he was lost. He told me to go left. He put his hand to go around him. So he wanted to go left, but he went back and cut back in front of me. So I guess he was lost. And
I think you were unlawfully sighted.
Mm. That's what the cop told me. Yeah, I was on his shoulder, but I never heard that before.
Well, Terrence, I'm glad you won. I'm rooting for you in this.
Yeah, man. So the Eagles got to win next, man. Here's the thing with Jalen, man. With Jalen Hurts, we all know. I think this is why a lot of fans are upset. In that Pittsburgh game, I feel like Jalen Hurts was getting back into the offense was looking dynamic, and I feel like the last couple of games he hasn't looking like that, and I think the fans are freaking out about that. And I know they were saying a lot. You got for Jalen Hurts, he's not going to throw the ball if there's tight coverage. I know a lot of the Green Bay Packers cornerbacks, they were step for step with these guys, but we know Jalen Hurts, he's not going to throw the ball unless you're wide open. And to me, that's Jalen's
game. That doesn't happen a lot in every game.
Especially as you face the better defenses. Yeah. They make it harder, yeah.
Yeah, and he might throw a deep ball to AJ one-on-one, but he's not going to throw it when it's time for try on a regular route, like a post route or something like that. He's not going to take that chance, I don't think. So I think a lot of fans are upset. We've seen this time and time again. I heard Joey say this. You said it with the Phillies, with the Sixers. Time and time again, I asked Kyle this. In a playoff game, and this is all you guys, what do you think what causes losing a playoff game more, our offense or our defense?
Wait, you know, like this team, this Eagles team, if they lose, it's going to be the offense.
In the Super Bowl, they lost because of Jonathan Gannon's defense.
That year, yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute, hold up. Y'all saying if we lose this year,
it's going to be because of the offense?
What would it be?
What about the defense? The number one ranked defense, defense?
I trust them to play to play at a high level.
So wait a minute, let me, because I'm
are you saying in like a 17-10 game?
Okay, yeah, but if you talk about getting dragged all up and down the field.
No, hold on. But like, let's play it out in Detroit next week because my mind is there. Okay, right. Detroit has the second most touchdowns in the history of the NFL. We're not going to hold them to 10 points, right? They're going to score.
Why not?
Who has?
Who? No. We are the best defense. We are the best defense in the NFL. I wouldn't expect nothing less than 17.
17?
Yes.
And they're building on that fast turf?
Yes.
So that's where we differ.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I expect. If it's over 17 points, it's on defense to me.
If the Eagles' defense holds them to 22.
Yes.
You'll take 22.
Oh, I'll take 24, and then I'll ask the offense to score 27.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts and the offense better be prepared to score 27 next week to go win that game.
Yeah, and I feel like I feel like the offense has a better chance of collapsing, more chance than the defense, like you said. I feel like our defense was staying stout, and I feel like our offense has been so choppy lately. The offense has been very choppy lately, and I feel like the fans are kind of on edge with that right now. We got to see it. I don't know if it's up to Kellen Moore with the offense concept. I don't know if it's Jalen Hurts or the wide receivers got to sit down. I know AJ said he was open a lot, but AJ looks hobbled right now. He wasn't open a lot. And to me, I'm looking at him as an X factor in these playoffs. If you don't get the best production out of A.J. Brown, we all know Hurts is going to get the most criticism of Nick Sirianni. But we got to look at this whole offensive unit, man. And it's going to be some point in the playoffs where they're going to stack the box and Saquon's going to have a tough game. I mean, you got to expect that. And we got to expect Jalen Hurts to be able to perform. So I do need Jalen Hurts to play better. I know he's coming off the concussion. But this game right here is going to show me where we're headed, because the Philadelphia fans have been seeing it time and time again of heartbreak. And we all know there's Lamar Jackson. He's a veteran quarterback. We cannot take plays off of him. You got to just say the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes. Even Detroit, we're going to have to score. So I feel like Jalen Hurts and his offense is going to have to, they're going to have to muster up and have some decent outgoings coming up.
I think so too. Terrence, we preached the phone call.
So, Hugh, the Detroit Lions were held under 20 one time this year. In their only loss.
Who did they
week
play?
Two, Tampa.
Buccaneers.
Caught them early.
I think that game.
And that was with Ty Bowles and that defense. And I expect the same thing from this Eagles defense. I was just looking it up. What did we hold the Baltimore Ravens to? I forgot the score.
Before
that garbage. Man, listen. This is just me probably projecting what I think that they're on. Because Detroit, when I look at these matches, just like this weekend when we talk about Detroit against
the Commodores. Go Commodores.
Go Commodores.
Home title game next week?
Yeah. It's these intangibles. This defense, the Detroit Lions defense, has played tremendous under the circumstances.
It's astonishing.
It's tremendous.
That guy should be the number one person people are looking for.
Aaron Glenn, Hugh's former teammate.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I talked to Aaron. I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks because, you know, we get close to that matchup, so I ain't got nothing too much to say to him. But I look at it like this. The matchups matter. And the intangibles matter. And in this game against the Commodores, Jaden Daniels is that intangible. They haven't seen anything all season long. And on the flip side of that, when I look at if we get to this game and it's the Detroit Lions, when I look at the way that defense, their defense against our offense, and our offense against their offense against our defense, I think the matchup favors our offense. You know, because our defense is better because they haven't seen a defense like that.
No, they haven't.
The fast linebacker play, the dominant D line play, the fact that our secondary is as good as it is.
Yep.
Their receivers on average, they're not as big as the receivers that Quinyon goes against and Cooper DeGene. That's an advantage to me. So, yeah, I expect 17 points, none less than 17 points.
I can't wait for next week. Aria, before we let you go, Kellen Moore officially requested for a Cowboys interview. Are you going to be sad to see Kellen go if he goes?
Hugh, would you like to answer for me?
She said she'll help you take him to the airport. it's funny, right? Because Rhea, you know Rhea, she does an update. She's on top of all the news. And when the story broke,
The Saints dropped.
She said, I'll take him to the airport. I was like, oh, I just laughed.
I said we could drop him off at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's what she said.
He feels like the Cowboys coach. Like he's been there. It's like Jason Garrett all over again. I think there's a real chance they give him the job.
I don't think he's a terrible coordinator. I just haven't been a huge fan of his this season. But, you know, he's way better than Jason Witten, who is, I believe, never coached at any professional level.
Well, I miss him as a broadcaster. I miss him using those
cuts. What do you got fired? Jason. I'm thinking of
Jason Garrett.
I'm thinking of Jason Garrett. My fault.
The Jason Witten was a disaster. Yeah,
what was worse, his toupee or his actual
Hold up,
play?
He wears a toupee? Oh, I got to Google this.
He did on TV.
Jason Witten has a toupee?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I don't think he has it anymore.
Seriously, everybody knows this but me? Yeah.
How are you just learning this?
You're missing this?
Because I guess I never paid attention.
I bet you didn't realize Ted Hansen had one. Danson had one either.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, the only person I know that wears a toupee is Whitlock. Whitlock has the fake.
No.
You didn't see Rhea. He has a full rug on the top of his head.
I did not know
Jason had the toupee. I did not know that. But Jason Whitlock wears a rug.
Off season summer like idea. We quiz you on is toupee or not. And if
you, no,
see
you
if
know
figures
what? While you playing, I might like because that seems like it's the easiest route to go. I'm just gonna get me a toupee. I'm gonna get me an afro. Bring
please,
back the afro.
Please do. I think that'd be great for the show.
The way Rhea is
215-592-9494. Hugh's getting a toupee. A lot to talk about here. All your calls coming up, plus a couple things a former wide receiver had to say about the Eagles passing office. You're not going to want to miss this. Thank you, Rhea. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully, before the NFC Championship game. Our midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.